For years, many of our tax dollars have been going to fund Planned Parenthood. Now there are some serious attempts, it would seem, in the Congress to actually defund it because of their commitment to abortion. We're going to talk about that right now on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Eric Scheidler, who's the director of the Pro-Life Action League. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm very grateful to be with you again.
All right. I understand that there were many rallies recently in reference to defunding Planned Parenthood, and there's been some movement in Congress, more than we've seen in the last decade or two decades or so, related to this issue of possibly defunding Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's right. Back on February 11th, we held Defund Planned Parenthood rallies at over 220 locations all over the United States. The timing of this was meant to coincide with the discussions happening right now in our nation's capital over this possibility of defunding Planned Parenthood. And it's kind of complicated, the procedural moves they're using to do this, but the long and short of it is that using the reconciliation process for the annual budget, they're able to get legislation through both houses of Congress, and that's a real challenge for us. The Senate is where things get held up. Mm-hmm. You typically, for legislation, you have to have a supermajority, 60 senators and more, in order to close down debate and actually hold a vote. But with the reconciliation process, there is no 60-vote threshold. It's only 51. So this opens up the door for us. In fact, last year, Congress did send to President Obama's desk a budget that had stripped all funding for Planned Parenthood. So they proved that this could be done, that it was a legal mechanism through the rules and laws of the Senate. So that was sort of a test case. Now we want to see them actually do it. So these rallies were called rather spontaneously in order to really shore up our leaders in Congress and encourage them to follow through with this and really to fulfill the promises that were made by so many candidates, including President Trump during the election campaign, that they would defund this nefarious organization and stop our tax dollars from supporting the nation's largest abortion chain, Planned Parenthood.
Hmm. All right, let's deal with the actual issue involved in this. Why defund Planned Parenthood? The apologists for the organization would say, hey, look, you know, this is an organization that's providing all kinds of services for women, such as neonatal care. I'm just kind of joking on that. In fact, you might want to tell people about that because that's a fascinating, fascinating aspect. And I understand Lila Rose's undercover expose on that was seen by 33 million people getting the word out that. So anyway, why defund Planned Parenthood?
Well, Planned Parenthood has worked over time. They sent out a constant barrage of propaganda, and they have many, many acolytes out there, including people who lamentably attended those women's marches all around the country that were really organized by Planned Parenthood as an effort to build public support for them. I think a lot of good people unwittingly attended those events, not realizing how keyed in they really were to Planned Parenthood's radical abortion agenda and radical feminism in general. And so we have to really work hard to debunk some of those myths. I'd point to four key reasons why Planned Parenthood really must be defunded. Number one, they are the nation's largest abortion chain. And while measures like the Hyde Amendment prevent federal funds from being used for most abortions, not all, but for most abortions, nevertheless, Planned Parenthood has come to rely on this money. You know, they perform 34% of all the abortions in the United States. One out of eight women visiting Planned Parenthood will get an abortion there. Mm-hmm. It's their number one source of clinic income. And the fact that they're able to get reimbursement from the federal government for various services allows them to staff those call centers, to keep those lights on, and it really supports their entire business model. It also presents them with a massive market they can sell abortion to. The woman who comes to Planned Parenthood for, you know, a covered service like an STD test or something like that, she then is exposed to Planned Parenthood's marketing on abortion. This is an organization that is not only the nation's largest abortion chain. They are an aggressive marketer of abortion. Even people who are pro-choice are a little uncomfortable with that when they find out about Planned Parenthood abortion quotas and the parties that they'll throw for somebody who, you know, schedules the most abortions in a particular quarter.
Oh, it's sort of like you've ever been to one of those places where they try and sell you a timeshare, and then while you're sitting there and there's all these different people visiting, the salespeople, and then all of a sudden you hear somebody ringing a bell. Hey, so-and-so just bought one of these timeshares. Oh, yay. And everybody applauds.
And it's sad to think about, especially yeah. poor women being preyed upon by Planned Parenthood when they come in for some kind of legitimate service like an STD test or a Pap test,
yeah.
and then you know, Planned Parenthood is able to give them a pamphlet about abortion and you know become their go-to if they should happen to experience an unintended pregnancy. Number two, Planned Parenthood is a very bad actor. They're a lightning rod of controversy. You know, they've defied state and federal laws. They submit fraudulent Medicaid claims. You know, a host of unethical activity that's been discovered both by government agencies that have looked into them and by pro-life organizations that have done undercover and other types of investigations. So we know they're a bad actor. Any organization surrounded by as much controversy and as much legal trouble as them, including this horrific practice of harvesting and possibly, you know, even illegally selling fetal tissue, that should really disqualify them from any kind of federal funding at all. Number three, Planned Parenthood vastly exaggerates their actual role in providing health care. They act as if they are the basic health care provider for millions of American families. But let me just throw out one or two statistics that really, I think, highlight the difference here. Planned Parenthood provides less than 2% of the manual breast exams, less than 1% of the annual Pap tests in the U.S., 0%, zero of the mammograms, 34% of all abortions. Again, 34%. Their big business is abortion. You can't go to Planned Parenthood for back pain, cold, flu, mental health issues, some of the most common issues. They have no pediatric care, a major concern for millions of women, and they even tell women not to bring their kids with them to the centers. And they do this even while putting, you know, massive ad campaign out that shows, you know, women and children hugging Planned Parenthood staffers as if this is a place for families. You know, 4 to 5 women never even walk through the doors of a Planned Parenthood facility in their whole lifetimes. So the reality is that defunding Planned Parenthood would not have any impact on actual health care, because there are thousands of federally qualified health centers, 20 times more of them than Planned Parenthood centers, that provide these kinds of services and a wider range of services, a higher standard of care, but without being involved in the abortion business. So don't let anybody tell you that this is an effort to take away care or take away services from anyone. This has nothing to do with reducing in any way the actual provision of this very generous society of ours for those who need our assistance with some of their health care needs. We want to redirect those funds from Planned Parenthood, this bad actor, this abortion giant, to other centers that provide a higher standard of care and will actually serve families better than are currently being served by Planned Parenthood.
Such as?
Well, I mean, think of anything other than this very narrow range of, you know, sort of sexual reproductive issues that Planned Parenthood focuses on. You know, they do some STD testing. They do some basic screening, but they don't actually help with any of these things. If a woman goes to Planned Parenthood, you see these videos and these testimonies all over the place. Oh, I went to Planned Parenthood for my annual exam. They found an ovarian cyst. I would have had cancer without them. Well, you know what? Planned Parenthood doesn't have magical doctors who are able to discover things other doctors can't. Any doctor during an exam is going to notice if there's a problem. But Planned Parenthood doesn't actually treat the problem. If they find cancerous tissue or concern about cancer, they send you to a real doctor who can actually treat that.
Mm.
Why not have women go directly to the place where they can get both a diagnosis and a treatment for the problems that they might have?
And without the big push for abortion.
Exactly.
I do want to ask you about the neonatal care, because I think Lila Rose's recent video has shown a spotlight on Planned Parenthood that most people didn't realize before. I didn't even realize, I mean, you know, the detail of this lack of service that they don't provide. We need to know about it.
That's right. Live Action did a series of calls that they made into a video where they called Planned Parenthood centers all over the country to ask about prenatal care. They were able to find a tiny handful of Planned Parenthood centers that actually provided prenatal care. This, despite the fact
Modestly.
That prenatal care is the first thing out of their mouths when they talk about what Planned Parenthood does, because they know that's something people feel good about. We all want women to have care when they're pregnant so that they can have a healthy child, they can have a healthy family. You know, no one wants to take that away from anyone. And so they present that as if that's what they're all about. In reality, they provide a pittance, a minuscule token amount of prenatal care. Of all the prenatal care that goes on in this country in 1 year, they provide, get this statistic, 0.02%. Tiny. It's a token so they can talk about prenatal care as if it's a service they provide. Again, compare that to 34% of the nation's abortions at Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And it's interesting, during the when the summer of 2015 was going on, and those David DeLeiden videos from the Center for Medical Progress are showing the practice you have alluded to earlier today about the selling of baby body parts for research or whatever, and they would actually design the abortions, gear them in such a way so as to get the best specimens. So here on the one hand, they were saying, this is not a baby, this is just a clump of tissue, but oh, that baby's heart will get us more money. That baby's brain will get us more money. Let's do the abortions, you know, accordingly. And this is just, you know, terrible. So anyway, during that summer, it also came out that Cecile Richards, the executive director of Planned Parenthood, admitted on live TV before a congressional hearing that, no, we don't have any mammograms. We don't do mammograms. And yet people were saying that that's one of the reasons that Planned Parenthood is important for women for mammograms.
That's right. They've kind of gone hush on the whole mammogram thing because they've been so embarrassed and exposed by the lies they were telling about that. And now we're seeing the same thing with prenatal care, that, yes, they provide in a very tiny pittance of, but it really isn't what they're all about. So it really comes down to all of us taking responsibility for getting this information out. You know, the mainstream media continues to repeat Planned Parenthood's deception. For example, the claim that somehow only the abortion constitutes only 3% of what they do. And that is such a cynical kind of cooking of the books that even the liberal website Slate and its radical feminist XX blog, XX Factor blog, actually called it the most meaningless abortion statistic ever. In fact, Planned Parenthood...
How do they derive that? I'm sorry for interrupting, but how do they derive that statistic? I mean...
What they do is they add up all the services that they provide throughout a year, every single thing from, you know, a pap test to getting someone some pills to just having a conversation about sexual health or about, you know,
contraception,
getting an abortion or whatever.
And
they add all that up and then decide that they've only done X number of abortions. They do millions of services and they do 320,000 abortions, and so it's only 3%. The reality is, a woman goes to Planned Parenthood for an abortion, she's also going to talk to a counselor, even if it's only for a minute. She's going to get an ultrasound so they can figure out the age of the baby and decide how much to charge her. That's why they have ultrasounds there, and they've admitted this in undercover videos, so they can figure out what the abortion will cost for the client. She will maybe get some contraceptive pills you know, perhaps a regular exam. So you're talking about five or six different services when she goes for that abortion. And they're counting that as six things instead of the one thing she knows she went there for that day, which is an abortion. Be as if I were to go to a car dealership, and while I'm there, I bought a candy bar and maybe had a cup of coffee and a bottle of water. And then the car dealership will say, you know what? Three out of the four things you bought here today were food. We're actually more of a restaurant than we are a car dealership. Our business is really more restaurateur than automobile dealership. It's that kind of ridiculous accounting that allows them to make this claim that only 3% of their services are abortion. We have to look at other numbers, though, to see the reality. I already pointed to the massive 34% of all U.S. abortions they do. They get about $191 million a year from abortion. It's their number one source of clinic income. One out of eight women who go to Planned Parenthood will end up getting an abortion when they go there. So Planned Parenthood is abortion incorporated. Abortion incorporated should not be getting our tax dollars.
Okay, let me ask you this. How much of our tax dollars go there?
Well, between the federal and state and the local governments, Planned Parenthood receives about $553 million. It's $500 million annually from taxpayers.
That's more than $1 million a day, then.
Exactly.
A lot more, actually.
About $430 million of that is from the federal government, primarily through Medicaid reimbursements they get for, you know, legitimate services like STD testing and stuff like that. 43% of their budget, though, and, you know, let's be honest here, yes, you know, the actual health care of women is a major concern, and the responsible use of our tax dollars and all these other issues. But let's keep in mind that taking away 43% of the Abortion Incorporated's budget would be a massive blow to them. So this is indeed, in part, about our trying to eliminate Planned Parenthood's pernicious influence on our entire society. We want to see Planned Parenthood, first of all, defunded. We want to see Planned Parenthood indicted for their many, many crimes, including these horrific crimes of modifying abortion procedures to maximize profit, selling fetal tissue illegally, these other things that they've been accused of by our Congress. And then third, to eliminate Planned Parenthood. We want Planned Parenthood shut down because they are the nation's largest abortion provider and the nation's largest abortion cheerleader, fighting all of the common sense pro-life measures almost all Americans support, and also working to restrict the civil rights of pro-lifers like you and me.
Mm. All right, Eric, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Eric Scheidler. And the website is prolifeaction.org for more information. Eric, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you and all your listeners today.
All right, bye-bye.